This is Fresh Air. Guest commentator Ellen Pfeiffer joins us today with a remembrance of the late cellist Jacqueline Dupré. Dupré died last Monday at the age of 42. She had suffered for many years from multiple sclerosis. When she could no longer perform, she channeled her energy into teaching and raising money to support research to find a cure for MS.
Certainly, there has never been a shortage of musicians forced to reconstruct their lives because of disablement, which is what Jacqueline Dupré did in the 16 years between the diagnosis of MS and her death. Pianist Paul Wittgenstein lost an arm in World War I, but went on to play as a left-handed pianist. More recently, the pianists Leanne Fleischer, Gary Graffman, and Byron Janis have given up playing because of disabilities, but they've found other musical outlets in conducting and teaching. Dupré's disablement was much more complete. And in someone so vital, MS seemed a terrifyingly perverse twist of fate. I remember her performing in the late 60s. She was a lanky, big-boned girl, her blonde hair pulled back from her face, her arms bare. People called her the milkmaid. She strode onto stage with the same dynamism as her teacher, Rostropovich. And when she played, there was such a wonderful muscularity in the sweep of her bow arm, the plant of her feet, the way her knees gripped the cello. Physicality, that's what you remember about Jacqueline Dupré. Listen to the way she bites into the opening phrases in the first movement of the Dvorak Cello Concerto. Born in Oxford, England in 1945. She heard a cello on the radio when she was four, and that decided her. She must be a cellist. She won her first competition at the age of 11 and made her professional debut in 1961 at age 16. She was an immediate sensation. Her repertory included all the standard solo literature, including the Haydn, Boccherini, Schumann, and Saint-Saëns concerti. In 1967, she married the conductor and pianist Daniel Barenboim, and they often played together. Then, in 1970, she began to experience the early symptoms of her illness. During a rehearsal with the New York Philharmonic, she discovered that she couldn't feel the strings. Finally, in 1971, she was forced to retire, and by the mid-70s, she was almost totally incapacitated. But in the brief decade of her career, she established a lasting place for herself. Many of her recordings are still in the catalog, and her first recording of the Elgar Cello Concerto remains a classic.
Thank you.
Dupre's playing was always passionate and vivacious. She seemed to take great joy in performing, especially when playing with her husband. Technically, she was a natural. There were no barriers between her and the instrument. She could play anything. Her tone was more lean and brilliant than sumptuous. Sometimes it almost seemed gritty. And there was always a wonderful rhythmic alertness and energy about her playing. Late in her career, the tone occasionally sounded quavery, and the interpretation sometimes seemed mannered. But at her best, she combined fire and flair and poetry.
Ellen Pfeiffer is music critic for the Boston Herald. This is Fresh Air.